25.
Blog Talk Radio.
For another episode of Scatter Chatter. It's your boy, Jeff.
Yeah, man. And Will 93 here.
And we have a guest, Troy Beyer, mind care expert. Hello, Troy. How you doing?
Hello there. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. So today we're going to just talk about some self-care tips, maybe some top five from an expert. On how you can deal with things being quarantined and all in multiple cities around the United States. So Troy, so we'll let you take the floor, and then we'll just, you know, do Q&A as we go, if you're open to that.
Great.
And just introduce yourself and everything.
Okay, so hello. Nice to meet everyone who's listening, to meet you audio introduction, I guess.
Right.
It's funny how the world has gone virtual now, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, all these virtual cocktail parties going on. Yeah, my name is Troy, and I am a mind care expert. I specialize in emotion regulation. My commitment is teaching people how to self-soothe and to regulate their own emotions. I believe that we don't have to take a pill to heal if we have the right information and if we have the commitment to ourselves.
Right. I hear that. Wow.
Wow, you had me at hello.
That's crazy.
That's my Jerry Maguire.
I like that movie. So I think, you know, looking at the climate of our world today, there's so much going on. But for sure, without a doubt, it's a new norm. It's a new normal. And it's a new normal on all in all of our realities, mentally, spiritually, physically, psychologically, everything has been shifted. And I think the temperature in the world, for the most part, is anxiety, because, you know, anxiety comes from the inability to control the outcome, which is basically uncertainty. And what I'm encouraging people to do is to establish a healthy relationship with uncertainty. And it's a tough one, right? Because uncertainty breeds fear. But if you really anchor in uncertainty, then you're going to be standing in faith. So that's what the game is. It's faith versus fear. That's it right now. That's the court we're playing on. Yeah. Deep stuff.
So what would
you
say
this is not a dress rehearsal. Pardon?
Right. So for the adults that are like working at home, how do you suggest they just adjust to that, the norm of like not having to go to work every day and just being at home with their families? Like, what would you suggest for them to do so that they have a healthy living environment, like being quarantined at home?
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be a creation more than an adjustment.
Okay.
You know, it's something you're going to you know, you can adjust the volume on, you know, your television, but this is like never before. So it's not even, this is creating from nothing. This is new, like never before.
Yeah.
So I think that's the first thing. It's not like you can't come to this paradigm or this context with the old mindset. You got to actually come to this new context with a new state of mind. Everything has to be a creation from ground zero. Like you said, I mean, we've heard about plagues and we've heard about catastrophes. We've read about them, but we're actually living it now. And when human beings are confronted with challenges, we do one of two things. We either expand or we contract. Okay? And if we expand, then it's going to take courage. If we contract, it's cowardly. So now is the time for people to commit to expanding courageously in the face of uncertainty.
Right. So would you say that kind of coincides with the whole, like, what is it, flight or freeze kind of like scenario?
Well, there's fight or flight, right. So fight or flight is a reaction based on a physiological experience that goes on in our brain when the part of our brain known as the amygdala is activated. So the amygdala is the amygdala has one job, and it's to keep us safe. So it's always on the constant lookout for threats, stressors, or challenges. So when that amygdala is activated, it will produce the neurotransmitters in our body necessary for us to fight or flight. Right? We're going to either expand or we're going to contract, right? So that's but what I try to teach people is to avoid having that amygdala activated so that you don't have a surge of these stress hormones saturating your body and then later marinating your organs. And so the way that I teach people to do that is when you are confronted with a stressor or threat or a challenge, the number one indication is an elevation in your heart rate. It increases.
Oh, okay.
And the moment you feel your heart rate increase, that's when you should be like, okay, stuff is getting ready to go down. And so then what you need to do is you have to get out of your head. You got to get away from your brain, because your brain is a dangerous neighborhood to be in all alone when you're upset. Okay. You've got to go from your brain. You got to go from your brain and you need to drop into your heart. Now, there's something called the heart's intelligence. And science now proves that our hearts actually have a brain, and they're able to prove this because they track the amount of communication that's going from our heart to our head. And they also find that there's that the heart is the dominant organ because there's more information going from our heart to our head. So when you're upset, what you want to do is just put your focus on your heart area and then start breathing through your heart. So you breathe through your heart 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out at a pace that is comfortable for you. And when you do that, you disengage from the amygdala, the reptilian part of your brain that the amygdala activates, and then you come to your from your heart, and you get to make different decisions. And then you also start producing a vitality hormone known as DHEA, which is the nemesis to the stress hormone cortisol. So what I hope you're tracking, staying
this
with me, or we keep up with
you. I always hear about the cortisol, but I didn't know that. Wow. Heart intelligence. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm
so
cut
if
you off.
You're breathing from your heart, you interrupt your cortisol surge because you're creating DHEA, and the cortisol and the DHEA occupy the same receptor sites. So you cannot be creating both at the same time. So if you feel the cortisol surge, you can immediately interrupt it by activating the heart's intelligence by breathing 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out. Then you have now taken the actions necessary to self-soothe and regulate your emotions. And it's a very simple process.
Wow.
So this is known as heart math, and I just want to give credit where credit is due. This is the Heart Math Institute. This is one of the methodologies that they've come up with. And it is a wow, and it really works on the court in the moment.
I've heard about that breathing, but I didn't hear about it in detail. I heard about a lot of, like, spec ops, like special forces people in the military. They use a certain breathing method when they're under deep stress, but I didn't know it was that specific.
That's it right there. Yeah, absolutely. And NASA uses it. Their astronauts use it because when they're out in space and there's this stress or threat or challenge and the amygdala is activating their primitive brain, we don't want primitive behavior in that circumstance, right? We need some different kind of intelligence, right? So we have to activate the heart's intelligence and trust that process. Because otherwise, you know, we know what would happen. So that's what I'm advising people to do. We're not going to get away from our reality right now. This is it. We've got to accept it. We've got to deal with it, you know. And who are you going to be about it? You're going to be someone who regulates your emotions. You're going to be someone who knows how to self-soothe. And you're going to be someone who expands in the space, in the face of adversity.
Wow.
That's my note of who you're going to be.
Well, for me, Troy, Some of what you gave was review, because I've taken yoga and I've taken meditation, and the instructors and the counselors that I've worked with have educated me a little bit on stress relief.
Right. That's great.
So this is amazing. But it's great to have this kind of conversation in this kind of climate, because I don't think people take the time out. And based on the field and what you're doing right now, it gives great value, huge value to the hearts, literally, and the minds of the people who are going through this new normal. Just as we were talking about the show, I was talking about, you know, we talked about the Great Depression and how people were living, like grandparents, great-grandparents were living during that time period. And then we also talked about biblical plagues and things of that sort. So, yeah, we read about it, but no one is, I mean, we're just coming into these new days right now. And so I thank you so much, Joy, for coming on and giving this education piece, because
my pleasure.
You can't even put a price tag on just a few minutes you've been on the phone with us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm totally grateful for you taking the call and just, that's amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, that's my commitment, is to really support people in self-soothing and, you know, understanding how to regulate their emotions. I have a very big concern for our, you know, for humanity right now, because there is a direct correlation between suicide and unemployment, you know. And I think we might potentially have a bigger problem than the coronavirus at the end of the day. I think we might lose more people to that form of death than the actual virus if they're not given the tools to regulate their emotions. Because what happens is the stress, that cortisol starts secreting through your body. It shuts off the frontal cortex, which is the part of your mind, your brain, that's responsible for logic and reason. Once that's cut off, then what's running the show is your primitive brain, which is an animal. It's a crazy animal. And, you know, then you're going to have no hope for the future. And then, you know, people start taking their lives. So my job is to reach as many people as I possibly can right now, and to teach them how to keep their brain from being hijacked by the primitive brain, you know?
Wow.
And there are other exercises that I offer in my Mindology Fitness program. There are like, so you learned one of 20 right now. And I just want to also say that I'm now giving the program away. It's free. If you go to my website, MindologyFitness.com, MindologyFitness.com. On the home page, it'll say download your free class. Click that. You get the 1 hour download. It's a beautiful, beautiful class. It's a fitness program, and it will really give you some tools, tips, and technologies to rescue yourself. Because I think at this point in life, it's physician, heal thyself. We're going to have to do it. There's no help coming right now. We're it. We're
right.
The help.
Mm-hmm.
Look in the mirror. You looking for help? Go look in the mirror, you know?
Right. You're your own help. Be your own hero.
Yeah, this is how it's going down.
Wow. The information is just, like I said before, priceless. And you know what? And it's just us having this kind of conversation where we kind of slow down the thinking a bit just to catch up to it. Because so many people are actually going through it in real time that they never really stop to say, you know what, this is how I'm thinking. This is how I'm feeling. How do I handle it? And then people look at it more on the mental health issue, and mental health is just being kind of like a taboo kind of conversation.
Yeah, well, there's certainly a stigma attached to that particular label, which is why I don't call myself a psychologist, and I refer to myself as a mind care expert, even though I'm just finishing up my doctorate in clinical psychology. You know, I just think that there's just a stigma attached to those distinctions. that I don't want.
And yeah. I'm in the healthcare field, so for me,
mm-hmm.
I never really paid attention to the stigma. I'm like, if I need
mm-hmm.
help, I need help.
Right, but you represent a very small demographic, unfortunately.
Very small.
Especially when it comes to mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and another
mm-hmm.
thing is, I'm very public about my mental stability. You know, just because I've got all this training and development doesn't mean that I don't have my moments. And I want people to know you never have it all handled. You just committed to keeping it handled. You know, that's the difference. As it gets unhandled, you know, sometimes things do fall apart. And so I like this morning was very tough for me and really hit me in a new way. And I cried, you know, I was like, okay, I've got an emotion. Emotions are energy in motion, emotion. So you have to let your emotions be in motion. And if you're upset, be upset. Give yourself a certain amount of time to be upset. So I gave myself
mm-hmm.
5 minutes to cry. And I really cried. And now I'm done. And, you know, I'm like, okay, great.
Right.
Now what's next? What's next, right? Because if you don't get that emotion out of the way, then you don't get to see what's behind that emotion.
Well, you know what? And it's an interesting thing, Troy, and right? Because my mom had passed away last month. And
oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. But it was – I had to go back – to my meditation and my yoga to even pull back education. Like you said, I mean, I represent a very small piece, and it was, and then working in the medical field, it was like you deal with death, you deal with critical situations, and you're trying to figure out how to handle all of that. But it just takes,
right.
It takes a practice, and you have to do it all the time. So
right.
I mean, I would have moments I would just cry, and then once I cried, just the same way it came on, you know, breathing, it goes off,
mm-hmm.
and then okay, I'm back in the game again. So,
exactly.
Troy, just I'm gonna be signing up for your class.
Awesome.
I'm gonna look into it too.
That's just amazing. I thank you so much for being on our show. I just thank you for just, like I said, just this tad bit. I feel like we need to bring her back, right? I mean, at some point in time.
I mean, if she's open to it, I'm more than happy to have her.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
anytime.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
let me know. I'm good at last minute stuff, as you know.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. But,
any
opportunity I just,
to reach the people, you know, it's about reaching the people right now. And I'm doing my show every day on Instagram at 6 p.m. PST time, Pacific Standard Time. So just getting out there. And,
okay.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I just want to let you know you just gained a new good friend with me.
Thank you.
Because not only am I going to be joining the class, I'm going to be sharing with anyone and everyone who's willing to listen.
Wonderful. Please do. Thank you. You know, there's got to be a way for us to get through this. There's got to be a way, like, in terms of, you know, finding solutions. But in the meantime, we got to take care of our hearts and our heads.
Yes.
You know, that's really important. So we really are. We're the earth keeper. And right now we're also our brother's keeper, you know.
Wow.
That's interesting. So, guys, I think we're going to kind of wrap up. So, any parting words from you guys? It's been
really
good information.
Put on your website. Mention your website again, please.
Sure. It's Mindology, Mind, Mindology, and then the word fitness, FITNESS, Mindology Fitness. And again, the class is a one-hour class. It's free. You can do it in the comfort of your home. You set up the same way you would set up if you were going to do a yoga class, and you just follow the instructions. It's me taking you through a 60-minute course designed to empower you and give you the tools you need to ensure that your peace of mind is in your hands at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Your peace of mind in your hands.
Yep. Wow.
Man.
Okay. And Like I always say, I just want everybody to be good to each other. Troy, thank you so much for being on the show. We're looking forward to having you in the near future.
Thank
you. What you got?
Man, I'm just so glad that we had Troy on. I'm going to be spending some time with some family, and I'm thinking of having a Mindology Fitness quarantine
mm-hmm.
party. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm hooking up the computer to speakers. We're going to have computers hooked up to speakers, and we're just going to just vibe with this course study for 60 minutes, and I want them to go out and get other people involved. This is the kind of thing that needs to be really infectious. The same way this coronavirus mm-hmm. has spread, I want Mindology Fitness to spread. I want it to be mm-hmm. just that infectious. So thank you so much. Oh, wow.
Wonderful. That's great.
It's truly
love
a blessing
that.
To have you on.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being with you guys. And, you know, thank you in advance for anyone you can get turned on to Mindology Fitness. I know it works. It's science-based. People, it's saving lives, people who were suicidal before doing it. It's amazing. So thank you in advance for you know, supporting that. And thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, we'll reach out again. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So everybody be good to each other. Thank you. And that's it.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye now.